Our mayor.
Before I begin, though, I want to point out that the City of Kirkland, we just issued the City of Kirkland Performance Measures 2010. I urge you to pick it up. It's a big document, but take a look at it, because it talks about many of the accomplishments, the goals we set, how we met those goals over this last year. And in fact, if you really want to just take a couple of minutes to look at it, I really wouldn't have to talk. So. But you are not in luck. I do have a speech, and just by word of introduction, I disclaimer, sort of. I've actually been up all night. It turns out that I had used in this rather long speech the word audacious 156 times. So since I'm not very good with a computer, I had to go out and cross those out. I've got two left in, but I hope that that's a preview of what this speech is about. This is about our wonderful and forward-looking town. So I want to say good afternoon, and thank you for this opportunity to talk about my favorite subject, the City of Kirkland. This is my third annual address before you, and this year, like last, there is much to report. But first, let me take an opportunity to say what a privilege it is to be the mayor of Kirkland. And, you know, I just want to say to the students there from Lake Washington High School, I too am a Kang. I also, yay! Once a Kang, always a Kang. Don't worry, we're not gonna do the fight song. I never knew it actually when I was there. But anyways, I am so privileged to work with such an incredible, hardworking, and committed council. This is a great council. We have a new council member Toby Nixon. We've got others that are returning, council member Asher, Wallen, Marcioni, Sweet. This is a great council, and please just give them another great hand. Also, it is my great good luck and blessing in my life to be able to work with a professional and the most professional and inspirational staff, I'm sure, in the entire state of Washington. So those staff members, would you raise your hand and let us applaud you? Come on. Today I'm going to go over some of the accomplishments of last year, a couple of challenges. One of them's really big. And also, what are some of the things that we can look forward to, some of our opportunities next year. So what did we do last year? Well, I think we covered the waterfront. In a time when the world was timid and not looking to the future with optimism, Kirkland took some bold steps. That's one of the places I took out the word audacious. We continued work on important projects and started new ones. We monitored our budget and we stayed true to our goals. Thanks to the city manager and the discernment of the council, we developed an audacious and forward-looking city work program. The 2011 City Work Program was the first time that we as a council developed and approved a program of work for the entire city. This plan gave us a way to focus in a time when resources are scarce. So here's a look back at 2010 at three examples of the items that we checked off on that work plan. Each of these items are critical, and they support the themes of promises kept and opportunities seized. First, one of the largest annexations in the state was implemented, making Kirkland the 13th largest city in the state and fulfilling a promise made nearly 20 years ago. The years spent in planning paid off. Sure, there have been some glitches, and I'm going to be talking about a major one in just a few minutes. But overall, the transition has been very smooth, and Kirkland is now a city of 80,000 and a major player in Washington State. Yeah. The second item, and I'll take just a little bit more time to talk about it, is the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Corridor. I actually have in here pause for applause, because I think this is great. Even if you're not going to applaud, I am going to applaud. I am so thrilled about this. Okay, I'll calm. So at the last meeting of last year, with just a couple of weeks left in the year, Kirkland seized on an incredible opportunity. The bold and, second time, audacious decision to purchase the Kirkland's portion of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe corridor. Why is this important and why buy it now? Well, I'm glad I asked that question. First, just a reminder of what the corridor is. It is a wide track nearly 6 miles long, traversing the length of our city, starting at the South Kirkland Park and Ride and the future TOD, skirting the downtown, running past parks and schools, apartment complexes, employment centers, vista views of the lake and Olympics, and ending at the Totem Lake Urban Center. This is our new route through our city. The corridor represents a strong investment in Kirkland's quality of life, but as important, it is critical to the city's economic development. It will act as a catalyst for the new Yarrow Bay Business District, another major accomplishment of last year, and also as a catalyst for the Central Light Industrial Zones, home to major employers like Google. Just recently, in fact, Google wrote a letter to us with their strong support for acquiring the corridor. Also, we got a screaming deal. The price is $5 million for nearly 6 miles. Now, just to put that in perspective, Redmond bought their portion, which is only 4 miles, for $10 million. I'm looking over at the city manager who drives a hard bargain, and I'm thanking him very much here. And so we could have waited. It might have been years or just months and months and months before the county and the port settled on a transfer of ownership, and more years to begin looking for grants and opportunities to develop the corridor. We don't have years to wait. We could not wait to and let that corridor sit fallow and overgrown and neglected. Not when we have employers telling us they need it now. Already our fearless, I actually had to take that out a few times too. Our fearless city manager is looking for grants and partnerships for our corridor. We are in a 60-day due diligence phase, and if all goes well, the corridor will be ours in March. Oh my gosh. So just a personal note, voting to purchase this corridor will be one of the highlights of my entire career on the council. I felt as if I was living up to the legacy of past council members, Mr. Contreras, and of past mayors of this city who took the bold steps to make sure that Kirkland preserved its waterfront with a string of parks. This corridor, like our accessible waterfront, will be the pride of our city and residents for countless generations. So let's move on to the third major accomplishment. Along the theme of promises made and promises kept is the Totem Lake Business District. As you may recall, in 2010, the council sponsored a Totem Lake Symposium, which identified barriers and opportunities in the business district, and we vowed to make the Totem Lake Business District a top priority, and that's exactly what we did. Now, we couldn't change the national and global economy, but we are making changes in Totem Lake now. For instance, last year we spent over $500,000 on flooding issues in Totem Lake, where the boulevard was prone to closure from flooding. We brought in the Urban Land Institute, or ULI, to do a case study. The ULI affirmed our vision for the area and made many recommendations on some next steps. Among those recommendations are some changes to our regulations, and here is an example, and I love this one. Most of the zoning in Totem Lake requires mixed use with first floor retail. Great idea, but doesn't always make sense with our current economy. The ULI suggested in the current environment, we might want to still continue to specify design of that first floor to retail standards, a little bit higher ceilings, some more windows, but let the market determine the use. Let the marketplace determine the use. So we asked the Planning Commission to take a look at this and similar issues, and we will see a package of code changes this year that should be beneficial for Totem Lake. Interestingly enough, ULI also suggested that the single most important thing we could do in the near term for Totem Lake was to invest in the Burlington Northern Corridor. So also in Totem Lake, we purchased the site for the future public safety campus, and we are busy with design. Our aggressive Public Works Department secured $3.3 million in grants for the Northeast 120th Street extension, a key element of improving the circulation in the Totem Lake Urban Center. We are already seeing the results of the Totem Lake endeavors. New businesses are beginning to move in. Astronics, Silicon Designs, Fiat of Kirkland, LA Fitness, etc. are bringing hundreds, or will and will be bringing hundreds of and hundreds of employees to the area. And we haven't forgotten the mall. We continue our monthly check-in with the owners. We are serious about the entire Totem Lake Urban Center, and we will continue to keep it as a priority. So I've covered three of the major accomplishments of last year: annexation, the purchase of the rail corridor, and revitalization of the Totem Lake Urban Center. So now I just want to do a quick flyover of some of the other accomplishments, just a couple of quick bullet points. The South Kirkland Park and Ride Transit-oriented development, yay! It was touch and go a while last year, but now it is full steam ahead. The project will mean more parking for transit users and more affordable and market-rate housing for our city. We did the completion of the regs and the regulations and zoning code for the Yarrow Bay Business Center, a brand new activity center in the south end of our city. We completed the right-of-way acquisitions for the Northeast 85th Corridor street improvements. We impaneled nearly a 50 people committee, the Park Funding Exploratory Committee, chaired by Council Member Amy Wallen, which will issue a report later this year on our parks and recreational needs. I'm telling you, any city that can put together a committee of 50 people and keep it going is amazing. And I really want to thank Councilmember Wallen for her direction. Now, let's just give her a hand. This report will let us know and report back on our parks and recreational needs. On the financial front, we continued our AAA credit rating, higher than that enjoyed by the federal government. Not to brag. We updated our reserve policies where we pledge to pay ourselves back before we implement any new services. We directed our city manager and bargaining units to work in earnest to control costs. And shepherded by our wise finance department, we made our mid-biennial adjustments in good stead, with one huge looming monster challenge. Which brings us to the challenges we are facing in 2012. Perhaps the number one challenge this city faces, and it is the looming monster, is the potential elimination or decrease in the annexation sales tax credit by the state legislature. As you will recall, the sales tax credit was a major reason the city even considered annexation. In short, the annexation sales tax credit was an agreement, a promise, by the state to fund back to the city a portion of the state sales tax for 10 years. Well, that sales tax credit is at risk as our state wrestles with an ever-widening deficit. We are now actively opposing any legislation that would decrease, tamper, or eliminate the sales tax credit. We have already testified in Olympia. We are leaders in a large coalition of cities that have gone on record to support the full sales tax credit. And just earlier today, Mayor Will Ibershoff of Duval said he's going to sign on. Woo-hoo! Let's give him a hand. I wish you all could see this letter. It's signed by cities from Seattle to Vancouver and now Duval, and also Mayor Ibershoff said he would help with some of the other cities, because this matters not just to Kirkland. It matters to every single city in the state. A promise is a promise. And when we have already budgeted the funds, we need to have our state stand by their word. Our legislative committee, made up of myself, Councilmember Asher, and Deputy Mayor Marchione, also worked to get a letter signed by 24 House and Senate legislators, and there will be more coming, that strongly urges the preservation of the full sales tax credit. Preservation of this sales tax credit is our number one priority on our legislative agenda, and every council member is actively working for its preservation. Another challenge is our infrastructure, especially the maintenance of our 250 miles of roads. This issue is a growing concern, and this year we will have to make a decision. We must complete our discussion of a transportation benefit district, or as it's called, the TBD. The current thinking is that a TBD would put a $20 fee on all cars registered in Kirkland, with the resulting funds to be used for road maintenance. Last year at this time, I talked with you about a TBD. At that time, after the meeting, a member of the audience, whom I will not identify, just to say that this individual is averse to new taxes and any fees of most any kind, said to me in private that he could be supportive of a TBD, that he believed that the condition of our roads is an economic development issue. But he said quite strongly that it would be important that any fees raised by the TBD should not supplant those funds already budgeted for road maintenance, and I couldn't agree more. A $20 car fee plus our road maintenance budget still will not get our roads up to the optimum level. It still will not cover the deficiency, but the TBD can provide one of the tools towards meeting our road maintenance goals. Which brings us to the ongoing budget challenge. 2012 will be the year that the council adopts a 2013-2014 budget. While the fiscal situation has stabilized, another economic downturn would require additional reductions. The council will continue to focus on efficient and effective services that contain costs and maintain the sound fiscal policies that have earned us our AAA credit rating. So those are the challenges. Almost done. Now to the opportunities ahead. My favorite part of the speech that has been crossed out in a crazy manner to take out the word audacious. We hope to land the next round of Google expansions, which would bring hundreds of high-tech jobs to Kirkland. We want to see the redevelopment of Park Place begin. We are working on the development agreement, and we have a great working relationship with Touchstone, so stay tuned. We will explore new regulatory and tax fee changes to encourage economic development. Last year, we suspended the change of use impact fees and extended the time on building permits. This year, we will look for other ways to help you in your work and further our economic vitality. We hope you will bring your ideas forward, and what we can do, we will do. We will begin to create an economic development strategy for our newly annexed neighborhoods. We will continue to focus on Totem Lake, and we will develop a vision for the rail corridor that will transform it into a world-class bike and pedestrian pathway. We will remain the progressive city of the East Side. We will continue to be forward-looking and optimistic. We will be nimble and responsive to opportunities. We are the compassionate city that values our long history of citizen involvement. While other cities in this downturn have tightened their belts to the point of not breathing, we have been prudent and we have not wasted this downturn in hand-wringing and sorrow. Instead, we have worked harder, we have worked leaner and longer. We have not shackled our inspiration, rather, we have planned carefully for the future. I can thank each and every one of you in this room for adding to the quality of life in Kirkland, for your successful businesses, for your charitable work for those less fortunate, for your civic engagement and willingness to be a part of the city's hopes and dreams. Who knows what might be coming down the pike, given the global economic problems, but I know in our little corner of the world, we are ready for whatever challenge comes our way. This is Kirkland, and here's the theme. We are open for business. Thank you very much. Do we have time for some questions?
Madam Mayor, thank you for your speech. We're encouraged by the progress that the city's making in Totem Lake, but we, those of us that own and manage properties out there are still experiencing limitations in the zoning code. We're turning away businesses that would like to either rent spaces or buy buildings there because the zoning code prohibits those uses. What's the likelihood that in this round of improvements to the Totem Lake plan that we're going to be able to get more flexibility and the kind of businesses that would be allowed in Kirkland to meet the market?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And actually, that's exactly what we want to look at with, I believe, these new regs that might be coming forward from the Planning Commission that I mentioned earlier. But what we need to do is capture your ideas. And where it makes sense, we really want Totem Lake to be that flexible place, that place where it's welcoming to businesses right now. So if you don't mind, I'd like to be able to touch base with you and get an idea of what some of those flexible regulations that you're talking about, because we are very, as you know, interested in Totem Lake. So thank you for that question. Yes, sir.
Now, I understand that it's still in the process of due diligence and grant research, but what is council's dreams for use of the rail corridor?
Well, let's see, we have, did everyone hear that? It was asking the question, what is the council's dream for the rail corridor? So let's see, we have seven council members, so we probably have seven dreams. And we also have a staff that's worked on this. What you may or may not know is that actually Kirkland's been talking about a cross Kirkland trail for well over 20 years. It's been a dream. So I think what most of us would agree with, we want to see a world-class pedestrian and bike trail in the near term. It's rail banked right now, so you know, in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, there may be some sort of a people mover on that rail, and that would be a good thing. But for right now, we want to see, I think, a great trail, a safe trail, something that, you know, are any of you familiar with the new High Line Park in New York City? Yes. You know, something like that, except not elevated, something on the ground. But we see this as a huge amenity. And what is really interesting is how much some of these major employers care about that trail. They love the idea that it comes right by the transit center and goes boom, right out to Totem Lake. And it's a very straight shot. So it's this is a very exciting, and dare I use the word audacious, thing that the city has done in purchasing this trail. So hopefully the due diligence will come out well. We're certainly not going to purchase it if some sort of a, you know, awful situation emerges. But thank you for the question. Other questions? Well, thank you very much. And it was a pleasure to be here with you. Mr. Vedino.
That was audacious.